I had an interesting time there, and I got to know people in the White House, and they created yet another John Gardner thing called the White House Fellows. The program, a year at the top where you interned with a cabinet person. Johnson was very enthusiastic about it, and I was recruited to be the associate director of the White House Fellows Program. And this was truly amazing. I mean, we met with all the cabinet officers. I must have been to the White House 6 or 8 times. They had a lot. They mixed us in, younger people, for parties and so on. And I'll never forget, I won't tell too many stories, I'll move on, but the director was away with a death in the family, and the commission had selected as a White House fellow Doris Kearns. And you probably, everybody knows of Doris Kearns. And Doris Kearns, after she was selected, an article came out in the New Republic, How to Defeat LBJ in 1968. So I had a call from the White House education aide, a guy named Doug Caterson, screaming at me, saying, you've got to deselect her, you've got to deselect her. And I was thinking, well, the chairman of this commission is Douglas Dillon, and the vice chair is David Rockefeller. I'm supposed to call them up. And so I stalled. So we had a beginning party for the White House fellows, and down comes LBJ down the spiral staircase with Walter Cronkite. I remember Walter Cronkite was only about 5'2". Couldn't believe how small he was. He walks over to me and says, you're with the White House fellows. Where's Doris Kearns? So there's a dance going on. I said, she's right over there. So LBJ goes over, asks her to dance. They wheel around. He gives her the LBJ treatment. And she was with Johnson near the end and was at the ranch writing the final book. It's called LBJ and the American Dream. And she was with him in the last 4 months of his life. So that's the LBJ treatment.